Good morning, this is John Smallwood from Smallwood Wealth Management, Senior Wealth Advisor. Today we're talking about the most recent updates on the IRS guidance about a term or concept called crack and pack that they've come out and basically said it's abusive. This applies to small business owners trying to maximize the qualified business income deduction, the new QBI concept that we've been talking about. Earlier in the year, we put out the 2018 Business Owner's Guide to Maximize from the TCJA Tax Cuts, 8 Simple Steps to Follow. One of the things that we want to understand is what really is crack and pack. And one of the things that I wanted to focus on is in the guide, when you look at the qualified business income deduction, QBI, that deduction, depending upon whether you're a service business or you are a non-service business, that deduction has limitations. If you're not a service business, that deduction applies right on up on all the qualified business income. So what I want to focus on is this crack and pack concept, which is very popular in medical practices, healthcare, accounting, actuary, investment management, partnership interests, performing arts, financial planners, life insurance agents, etc. And it basically, the crack and pack concept is taking your administration and separating that business from the actual business of law or medical or financial planning. So you're trying to push the profit over into that business. And the reason that people do that is under the new tax law, if you look at this, the deduction for a service organization, once your income, if you're married, filing, joint, your income at 315, as the income crosses over 315 and goes up to 415, you lose the 20% deduction. If your income is below 315, you're going to get the 20% deduction. Married, filing, joint is basically 207 where you lose that deduction. So if you have an example where the business owner is making a salary of, let's say, $200,000 and they've got $600,000 of qualified business income, S Corporation Distribution LLC, but it's in one of these excluded categories, you're not getting the benefit of that 20% deduction. What you need to remember is that that deduction is basically going to be broken down into three steps. In that same $600,000 number, you have basically three options. 20% of that QBI number could be deductible. So in that particular case, it's $120,000. So instead of paying tax on $600,000, you're paying tax on $480,000 of that excess money plus the salary. So the idea is that what people would do is they would separate that to get more of that profit into the administration company, not subject to these limitations. And the IRS is releasing guidance, and they're saying this term of crack and pack, which is separating your companies into multiple entities, is an abusive technique, and they're going to come after it. So there's still a lot of planning. There's still a lot of information that the final thing should launch tomorrow. And what we want to look at is there's so much planning that should be done before the year end that it really makes sense to get going. Now, if you don't have a copy of the 2018 Business Owner's Guide to the Tax Facts, you can come right to the website, download the free guide, put in your name and your email address, and you'll have it in a minute or less. Technology, it's quite amazing today. So my recommendation is now, if you haven't done it already, now is the time to really jump out and make sure that you're maximizing the benefits from the qualified business income deduction. You've got your salaries right, you've got your expenses right, you have as much money flowing to the QBI as you possibly can. Give us a call, 732-542-1565, or send us an email, visit the website, get more information. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional, and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.